C-Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C-Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day using 8-pyrrole norepinephrine and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Welcome back. We have the amazing Lowell Ponte. And, of course, sometimes your article is even more fiery than others. This one here is titled "The Swamp Will, Quote, Turncoat Joe Biden Save His Soul." I can almost see, like, the Grim Reaper pointing his bony finger saying, "Joe, you sold us part of your soul already. If you want to be president, we have more soul to sell." Please continue.
Well, Joe Biden only days ago last week made the statement that, or his campaign did, that he was going to continue to uphold the Hyde Amendment, Henry Hyde's law that dates back many decades now, that had said the federal taxpayer is not to be forced to fund abortion. Therefore, they cannot use direct government money to do such. Biden finally said, no, I'm like all the other Democratic candidates. I think it's perfectly okay to use federal tax dollars to commit abortion, yea, unto the ninth month and even thereafter. Well, he didn't say that, but that's that's the Democrat position.
I want to send him a T-shirt that says, "And never too late to abort, including you, Joe." In other words, honestly, the men and women that push this, including these politicians, we need to consider aborting these politicians. How's that? And I'm not talking about aborting them physically. I want to abort them from politics where they can't get a job selling books, publicly speaking, going on a cable news network, or doing any public office where they gain money by influence and corruption. That's the kind of abortion I want of them. I want them aborted from public life. How's that?
Well, I've often been inspired by a caller to one of my old shows who used to say, in the case of liberals, they should not only be permitted to have abortions, they should be required to have abortions. Their genes should not be put forward in the human species at all.
Right.
So just eliminate them, he said. And there's part of me that can smile and appreciate that, although it would involve the killing of what we're told are innocent babies. Nevertheless, these, for example, the power lust that you see in progressives, the feeling that they are entitled to boss everyone else around and to treat the rest of us as slaves, if you could eliminate that from the human gene pool as a trait, that could be a very good thing.
Yeah, maybe we need to have some kind of drone that kind of flies around and kind of picks up abnormal thought waves and hits them with a bolt of consciousness. You know, hits them with, and all of a sudden they have a conscience and they actually have respect for other people's autonomy. Because we don't see that with the Democrats. We don't. It does, whether it's Buttigieg or Biden or whatever, it doesn't matter if it's the old or new or the Muslim, you know, like AOC and Tlaib, these people are all nuts. They think that, their way or the highway, in fact, disagreeing with them is a form of religious apostasy. They're no longer politicians. They're religious leaders of an apostasy against any apostasy disagreeing with them. Maybe they want to start kind of a geopolitical Takamata kind of thing and a torture like the, you know, the torture of the Catholic Church of people that disagree with them. You know? Takamata. Maybe we need a political Takamata, you know? Somebody that says, you know, disagree with me. We grab them, pull them into the chamber and pull at their fingernails for disagreeing with our policy of forced vaccination and abortion, or open borders, or paying for people's health care even though you can't afford it yourself. We are going to pay it with your tax money for illegals to come here without any recommendations. I mean, gosh, really?
And by the way, one of the first things we need to understand about this, Joe Biden's change does not represent liberalism. I mean, tolerant liberals traditionally used to believe that pacifists have a moral and religious right to claim conscientious objector status in a war and not be forced to kill others.
Right.
If that's their moral values, they're entitled to them. Joe Biden once believed that. He famously said the best policy for our country on the question of abortion is government neutrality. I do not believe that the government should be involved in making judgments on whether a woman can or should have an abortion, or if she chooses to do so, in paying for that abortion. In other words, if we're going to be truly neutral and not have the government dictating reproductive policy to women, then the government should not be spending government money, taxpayer money, to carry out an abortion either. It should be truly neutral and just stay out of it completely. This idea that we're going to keep government out of it except for paying for it.
Actually, I got a little twist. I'm going to surprise you. I got a little twist for it. Why don't we set it up so that instead of abortion, we've got government-mandated fetal transplants. So we take the baby out of a woman who doesn't want that child to someone who's sterile, or to a surrogate mother who will actually pay her to carry that baby to term. And then there's tons of adoptive parents out there. Tons. I mean, if you had a business charging a reasonable amount of money for adoption, you'd make buco bucks. So what about forced fetal transplantation rather than abortion? Do you know that the research done at the Research Institute near Milano in the 1970s and at George Washington University in the 70s were able to grow fetuses up to the 20th week? And they actually had to terminate them in the artificial uteri because they would get in trouble with the regulatory authorities for growing beyond the 20th week. We've had this technology for 40-plus years. It's not difficult in an artificial uterus for a surrogate mom. I think even, for example, tubal pregnancies. Transplant the tubal pregnancy to a surrogate mom or even an animal or an artificial uterus. Grow the fetus to term, and guess what? There's tons of people who want a baby. They can't. I mean, one quarter of the couples now in their 20s cannot get pregnant, period. They're done. They're sterile.
Well, we've had a 60% plunge in sperm rate, for example, in the Western culture, both European and here. So there is certainly a market for it.
Yeah, I think if you're a market developer, why not?
But I would think that a woman realizing that abortion can be more dangerous than just taking a baby to term. And by the way, speaking of Europe, these liberal or left-wing social democratic states in Europe that the left so thrills to and loves, virtually none of them would want abortion in the third trimester or in a baby that is already developed enough that it could survive outside the womb.
But by the way, that in Europe, none of these laws allow third trimester abortion in Europe. Do you know that? They don't. You know, there's only seven nations that do third trimester abortions, including China. And China's right up there, by the way. If you have a third pregnancy in China, they will apprehend you and abort you right up to the moment of delivery, and you'll bleed to death if they do it incorrectly, and they'll kill the baby even if the baby's born alive and killed afterwards. That's what these crazy Democrats want to do. Why the hell do they think with Quinnipiac polls they're going to elect somebody like Biden who's now flipped and all these other crazy Democrats that are baby killers? How the hell can we have America deteriorate to the point where even the average Democrat, and people, I heard this said previously by Biden, there were 21 million right now pro-life Democrats. I was like, how can you be a pro-life and be a Democrat? Well, they are. And the reason why this hideout was there is because there were enough pro-life Democrats that basically said, we're not going to vote Democrat unless you put in hideout, but you're not going to use our money to kill babies.
Well, and they managed to. And they're either Roman Catholic or they're Orthodox Jews.
Exactly. So the point is that there's a lot of people that call themselves Democrats who are pro-life that wouldn't allow. That's why the Hyde Amendment was there, and that's why Biden declared it for over 40 years, and then all of a sudden he's slipping because these nutty people, including Milano, this crazy woman. I wish she goes on a sex fast. She's probably screwed her way to the top of her media, okay? This is ridiculous. These people are whores. And I'm going to stop being a whore. I said, good, get into the nunnery. Go to the nunnery in Milano. Stop talking publicly about your attitude. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. By the way, when Shakespeare used that term in that era, in the Elizabethan era, a nunnery was a euphemistic way of saying a whorehouse.
But actually, I happen to know as a fact a lot of nunneries are whorehouses. And there's lots of abortions occur, and even fetal sacrifice, because demonic
sacrifice. Well, it fascinated me because Carl, a long time ago, Sean Hannity used to use an intro theme that was taken from the Carmina Burana by Carl Orff.
Oh, really?
And he apparently did not realize the Carmina Burana was written by the very a-religious Orff precisely to mock Christianity because it was based on a tale of a place where monks and nuns would get together and have lurid sexual activity. Sean Hannity was playing this as if it were just a wonderful, noble thing for people to hear.
Oh, you're kidding. Well, you know, obviously he probably maybe liked the music, had a good beat to it, but he didn't realize that behind it was the beat of Satan. Remember, Satan actually was the master minstrel in the heavenlies before he was cast out of the highest heaven by God. Do you know that? He was a master minstrel. People don't know that.
I thought he was the Lord of Judgments.
He was. That was another one of his titles. He's got lots of titles. This guy is talented. He's idiotic. He's suicidal. But he's brilliant. And never give the, you got to give the devil his due. Master musician, master orchestrator, he managed to get one third of all the angelic host to actually follow him, being an idiot he is. And he's suicidal because as long as he's lived, who knows, maybe quadrillions of years, he's going to be terminated. He's going to cease to exist. People don't know that. The devil's not going to be around forever. He's going to cease to exist. That's God's promise, that, along with anybody else who follows him.
But I thought the short-term promise of the Bible would be Jesus, the devil would be bound, thrown into hell, and then after, or thrown into imprisonment, if you will, but then after 1,000 years, he would be released again.
No, it's what the binding was with the sacrifice of Jesus at the cross. Mm-hmm. We've had 2,000 years of Jesus. There's no, the book of Daniel and other places in the scripture show it very clearly. They're not going to have 1,000 years reign of Jesus, and all of a sudden the devil's loose. Can you imagine how smart the devil is and the technology his minions have? If the human race would survive the devil released 1,000 years from now, not going to happen, okay? People don't underestimate this power of the devil. Look at the internet. Look at the intel agencies. Look at Hillary Clinton, the highest level female warlock in the Western world, not wearing an orange jumpsuit. Look at these politicians and bankers like the Rothschilds, Red Shield. Look at the Star of David, which is the Star of Ashtoreth, the human fertility goddess of the spring, where they sacrifice babies to Baal and Moloch. I mean, come on. Let's face the fact. The human race does not have an intellectual equal to the devil. Without God on our side, we're screwed, okay? People don't understand it. They think, oh, I'm so smart, I can outsmart the devil. You're an idiot. The devil's way, way smarter than you by a long, long haul. He'll have you thinking you're wonderful and you think you're a Christian and you're full of it. That's why a lot of Christians believe in weird eschatology. And they're, you know, they're thinking somehow, well, if it gets bad enough, I don't worry about the dead of the church, I'll just get raptured. Raptures to take evil out of the earth, not good. So there's a restoration of the Edenic covenant. What I see happening is right now, they don't even understand. We talked about this yesterday with Ken Klein. The Eighth Kingdom is the United Nations. It's a world order. It's already here. It's been here for ages. They tried to put the League of Nations in. They got the United Nations now. This is the ghost of the British Empire that died, and it's ruling the world along with the intel agencies. We can see it. It's not, like, hard to figure it out. I mean, it's right in your face. It's like if you've been spat on, the nose is, the spittle is dripping from your eyeballs and your nose, you know you've been spat on. That's what this is. This is so obvious. If you're not an idiot, you have to understand. You don't have to be an eschatologist to understand. We're in the end of the age. Just look at them wanting to hack into human consciousness. Look at them with the social media companies. Look at this latest thing with the Democrats. Do they need to go this far left in order to get reelected? Of course not. Yeah, that's why Biden is popular, because but he doesn't want to make a statement, except he's going to make this flip-flop on the Hyde Amendment. He's trying to make statements that they're soft-soap everything, because everybody else is so noxious, the public and the regular Democrats won't vote for them, right? That's why they're down on the one- or two-digit range.
Yeah, by the way, you mentioned China. He not only flip-flopped on the abortion question, but not as much as most people think, as I explained in my column.
Right, exactly.
But, I mean, he actually was pro-abortion in many, many ways.
Right.
But he also flip-flopped on China. He started his campaign by saying, oh, Donald Trump is wrong. We don't have a major rival in China. We're so much better than they are.
Right.
This is the Joe Biden whose son was given $1 billion by a company owned by the Chinese military.
Right.
Biden is pathetically corrupt. He started out by just being an outright lackey for communist China. Now he wants to be a slightly hidden lackey. But he's still a lackey. If he were elected president, he would be licking his boots in a matter of days.
Yeah. You know, they have a term in Britain that I love. British dogma and words are clever. He would be what I call lick spittle. How's that? Does that make sense?
Yep.
He would be a man of lick spittle. Gross. He is gross. He's a gross guy. And if there's a real battle and a dialogue between him and Trump, Trump will trounce on him so badly it'll be hilarious. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get them from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. I like one of your terms in your article. It says, but Biden, like fellow left-wing Democratic senos, CINO in capital letters, Catholics in name only, has found it easy to accommodate his political ideology with killing unborn babies. I didn't know Biden was a Catholic. I can't believe that this man calls himself Catholic.
I know. Damn it. It's surprising, isn't it?
Oh, my. I'm telling
but
you.
But there are a lot of them, like Nancy Pelosi, like Cuomo, like both Cuomos in New York, like Ted Kennedy. And by the way, there were many years that National Journal, which is a nice centrist journal analyzing political issues, they gave Biden a higher liberal rating than they did Ted Kennedy. He was more liberal than Ted Kennedy, but he seems to say, "Oh well, I'm just a moderate."
You can there's nothing.
Biden. Yeah. If you want an idea of how wonderful Biden is, he just declared that if he's elected, he will cure cancer. Joe, you have the ability to cure cancer out of your God complex, but you're not going to use it unless we elect you?
Did he actually say that?
No, he actually said he would cure cancer if elected president.
You've got to be kidding.
Yeah, now, he said that.
Okay,
by the way, you can find it today, in fact, just by reading the first few pages of Zero Hedge, which is a wonderful website, Zero Hedge. And, in fact, before that headline, they have a subheadline saying, "Not the Onion."
Really?
The Onion is a satire magazine. So most people would think this is satire, Joe Biden promising that he would cure cancer if elected. But no. Apparently he means it.
Well, you know,
Nixon said the same thing, but he didn't do it with his godlike certainty.
My gosh. You know, the most arrogant of these candidates, by the way, is Buttigieg, this homosexual maniac who thinks 6 months of driving taxi in Bagram Air Base makes him have military experience, so everybody else, including Trump, shouldn't have anything to say. What an ass. I'm telling you, this guy really is an idiot. And the problem I see is that, you know, I would like to fence with these people. Look, I want a social safety net for the poor and indigent. For example, here in California, and they actually indirectly are starting to agree with me. In San Francisco, they decided that they're going to force people into drug therapy and into mental institutions. Duh. One-third are down and outers that need to be able to have reasonable cost housing. One-third are mentally ill that need to go to an institution to treat them. And one-third are drug addicts. Don't give them free needles. Get them into a place for drug rehab and get them to hell back into humanity before they kill themselves and other people. What I'm amazed at is they actually are getting now to the point where they can't cope with it, so they have to do something. It's like Milano saying she's, in a sense, suggesting behavior that indicates she's going to actually become, celibate. Good, Milano, because we're celibate. We don't want people like you screwing anymore because you're a nut. Okay? And telling everyone
I think if she can persuade Hollywood actresses like herself to stop, then we can greatly reduce sexually transmitted diseases in America.
Well, the worst than sexually transmitted diseases are cortically transmitted diseases. Stupidity and suicidal ideas. For example, I'll give you an example. They want to fix health care. Now, none of these people, including Bernie Sanders, he gets his angry eyes like Mr. Potato Head on. You want to fix health care? There's a number of things, and they won't touch it because these are tied directly to the Democratic Party. Number one, get rid of malpractice. That means all the malpractice lawyers lose billions of dollars, okay? Number two, get rid of state licensure so the state licensure group can't persecute people like me that do a different kind of practice. Number three, allow cross-border competition from insurance carriers. Number four, change doctors and nurses' pay to be paid by hourly wage and make it equivalent economically so they get basically the same amount of money at the end of the year, but they're not doing procedures that are forced to do to make more money. Five, make sure people can work part-time. When you actually have a mediation, a nurse or doctor can work half a day. And like one of them wants to have kids, and she's a female doctor, or a doctor retired like me, wants to work a few half days a week. That makes it easy to fix the healthcare system. Then also have set up a system to have a VAT that would allow us to have a room and a hospital to take care of people. Right now, they're sent to emergency. Do you think emergency doctors are trained to deal with ongoing health problems? Of course not. They call people that arrive there, whether they're illegal or legal, in the emergency, they call them GOMERs. You know what GOMER stands for? Get out of my emergency room. In other words, don't die here, son of a bitch. Don't bleed here. Don't seizure here. And don't bring a seriously dangerous transmittable disease like MRSA.
go to a place where you actually can be isolated, taken care of, given ongoing care, deal with your mental or other illnesses, but don't be a Gomer. Don't get out of my emergency room. That's what we call them. I worked in emergencies all across America and Canada. And these idiots who want to change healthcare like Santa Claus, they don't understand. I can make the cost of healthcare so affordable. And the idea that they want to have government control, where you must take 271 vaccines or we won't let you go to school or go to a nursing facility, these people are nuts. And then they have this idea of herd immunity. The herd immunity is in their freaking cortex. They don't have a clue. If your vaccine works so damn good, you're protected. Leave me alone. Don't force me to take something I don't need. We used to have measles parties when I was a kid. Got one kid with measles, invite everybody over for cake and balloons. Then they can have measles and have it over with. Same way with mumps. Get your mumps now before you end up going through puberty, because you get mumps after you hit puberty, you're going to get a testicular swelling, and you become sterile. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, you didn't know that. Okay, so, you know, when these morons think, you know, natural immunity works good, they did a study of genetically, basically equivalent Mexicans and Texans, and the Mexicans get almost no vaccines, and the Texans get so damn many vaccines, the incidence of asthma, autism, autoimmune diseases, everything, celiac disease, is right through the friggin' ceiling. And these kids are genetically identical to the kids in Mexico. They're eating dirt and bugs and other stuff and getting natural immunity, naturally sick, and they're fine. So this idea that, you know, and you can take our antipathogenics. You want to cut down pathogens. We got Allicin Med, NutriSilver, Nutridyne, Nutrimune 26, my immunoglobulins. By the way, if an animal doesn't give immunoglobulins to the new animal, their baby animal, the animal doesn't survive. We have those immunoglobulins, Nutrimune 26Y. What I get a kick out of is these morons that want to push, like they have this female doctor on Fox, or this another female saying, these people are coming in with all these diseases. Listen, I could take these people from Mexico, put them in isolation for 2 weeks, give them our antipathogenics, clean them up, cleaner than a whistle. They wouldn't be carrying anything. No Zika virus, no AIDS, no nothing. I can prove with a DNA test that it's gone. And they all think, oh, it's so difficult. You know what's so difficult? Your freaking brain. Your difficult brain doesn't want to sink solutions because these are chaos masters. They don't want to believe there's any solution to anything, whether it's controlling our border, letting immigration be based on merit, getting around beyond racism. America should be a non-racist society. I don't give a crap what race you are. I just want you to be a decent human being that can speak at least English. I don't care what other languages you speak in private. But you need to be able to speak English to be an American and understand the Constitution. And America is unique. There's no country that protects us. You know that pastors in Canada are being persecuted. They can't even preach publicly anymore about certain things. Or you're going to jail. I got invited 18 years ago to speak, no, 19 years ago now, on It's a New Day Ministry and Television in Winnipeg. And they told me, Deagle, if you say what you say on your show, you're going to get arrested, Doug Sucker. You mean if I say X, Y, Z, I'm going to get arrested? Oh, yeah, an RCMP officer comes through that door in the studio, put the clamps on you, and shut down our tower. I said, you've got to be kidding. This is Canada, eh? Same way in Britain and Europe. We're a free country. We're the only free country. Everyone else has got their head up their butt or their passive, so passive they put up with crap. True, isn't it? Right?
Oh, sure. And the idea that you are guilty of the crime of offending someone else is just ludicrous. I mean, the only kind of speech that needs protection of, say, a First Amendment is speech that might offend somebody. There's no need to defend speech that everybody agrees with. So it's just ludicrous that they're doing that. By the way, I noticed there was a headline, where was this? In the Washington Times this week, the Pentagon is eyeing a controversial diet in bid to build more lethal warriors. And the diet they're thinking of is a ketosis diet, or if you will, the keto diet.
Right.
They want to push people into ketosis as they did in, what was that diet named for a person, the Atkins diet, long ago. They say people who are in ketosis, one of the effects of truly being in ketosis is that it changes the way your body handles oxygen deprivation. So you can actually stay underwater at deeper depths for longer periods of time and not go into oxygen seizures. But of course, the catch is people really shouldn't be eating carbohydrates, sweets, what have you.
Of course it is. I mean, those are deadly.
Out of ketosis.
They're deadly. Sugar is basically, cancer lives on sugar. By the way, I got a big announcement to make. I just got it from Michelle. For those listeners, we started our sale called Father's Day Sale, and for those listeners can use the code FATHER, you can save 7% right through to next Monday midnight. So if you go on our site, it'll be up tomorrow, which is Thursday. But for the listeners, just use when you're on checkout the code FATHER, F-A-T-H-E-R. Save 7% on Lumen Photon and all our nutriments. Nothing else, though. Not our big machines like our hyperbaric chambers and so on, but the Lumen Photon and the nutriments. The code is FATHER. It works right now, right through to Monday midnight. What people have to understand is we are led by a troop of Lemomaniacs. Look at Joe Biden. Look at Bernie Sanders Claus. Look at all these Democrats. Look at a lot of the Rhino Republicans and people that belong to secret orders. These people are demonically energized. And you look back to the Golden Circle, for example, in America that made alliances with Britain. Look at the Rothschilds. These people are demonically energized. They're devils. People don't want to, no, Dr. Deagle, that's a conspiracy theory. I said, you know what? Read their own documents. Read the World Watch Institute. Read the Agenda 21. Read Agenda 2030. Vision 2050. No, Dr. Deagle, I don't want to read that. I said, you know why? Because you're an idiot. And you're gutless. And you want to attack the messenger because you don't want to hear the things that are really bad. But you know what? If we just finally woke up, we just say, you know, we're going to shake them off like a pest or swat them like a fly and get them off us. But people don't want to, they put up with stuff. They're going to wait until we get 5G network, we get 20,000 5G satellites around Earth and broadcasting with radiation that can screw up our DNA and cause our gut biome and our mitochondria to die. And then we wonder why we're getting more ADD and more depression and more cancer. We are suicidally gutless. It's not just stupid, it's gutless. I'm not gutless. And I get a kick out of people that think if I disrespect Dr. Deagle. I had one idiot when I was listening to checking the comment about Deborah Tavares. He said, well, we hear Dr. Deagle breathing and trying to get a word and doing this and that, but thank God we can at least hear Deborah. I insert questions and comments that highlight what you're saying. I don't want to divert from it. But thinking you're going to disrespect Deagle, you're going to shut me up, you're an idiot, okay? And you have to understand, I'm not doing it for my sake, because it's for your sake. I already know what's going on. I'm prepped up. If the power goes out, if their food goes out, if their people want to start going home to home trying to attack, we're going to survive it. And we only have to survive 2 months, and the rest of the population will be like cannibals going crazy, eating their pets first and then their children. People don't know how bad it can get in the future, do they? And they don't understand that when we see not only Trump not protecting, for example, they're terrified the Russians and Chinese, Trump's going to build missile defense. Because they want to hit us with a missile, at least an EMP missile or a cyber attack. They're terrified that Trump actually is going to make America strong again and make it a Christian nation again. He's a pre-Christian. And if Trump gets the actual word of truth and actually does the right things in America, the whole world will be safer. It's not safe the way it is right now. It's not safe. And what I see is people are making it worse. Dumb Democrats, Rhino Republicans, secret orders, and fake religions. There's so many fake Christians out there, it makes me ill. They call themselves Christians. You know, in America, I found this out years ago, the devil is a Christian in America. Do you know that?
Well, I noticed the IRS has just given tax exemption to the Temple of Satan Church.
Of course.
Why did they even hesitate, you ask? By the way, speaking of the signs around you, consider Los Angeles, one of the definitive liberal cities. You know what's happening in L.A. right now, in addition to the typhus that is infecting police and other authorities who come in and try to deal with the tens of thousands of homeless who now live on the street?
Right.
Let me read you a little bit of something, again, from Zero Hedge, which is a wonderful, wonderful website to go to.
Right.
Did you see this? Oh, it's fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Go, please read. I'm just waiting. I'm in bated breath here.
I'm aware of this because my wife, as a little girl, grew up only a few blocks from the La Brea Tar Pits in Los Angeles.
Right.
Where animals 20,000 years ago would go to drink water and not realize the water was just a thin film on top of a pool of tar.
Right.
And they'd wade in and they'd get stuck in the tar. And their bodies are now being dug out today.
Right, and they'd be tarmin bombed, in other words, 20,000 years ago, right?
But here's what's interesting. Bubbling tar is actually coming up through the streets near the La Brea Tar Pits in Los Angeles today.
Oh, keep and that thought.
Aloe oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted, at 550 milligrams for 15-mil bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with oat toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bildigal is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you've purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen photon therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
So, you got a little thing. I want you to repeat what you just said there, because I want you to repeat that statement that just got cut off. Please repeat.
Yeah, my wife was raised just a few blocks from the La Brea Tar Pits in Los Angeles, where 20,000 years ago, animals like mammoths and so on would go to drink water out of this seeming lake. They didn't realize it was just a few inches of water on top of tar, liquid tar. And so they'd wade in to get some water, and suddenly they'd be caught. They couldn't get back out of the tar.
Right.
And so many, many of them died there. And there's been a lot. The La Brea Tar Pits have become a major place for researching the kind of animals that were there 20,000 or more years ago. Also, Los Angeles, lest we forget, is one of the great oil-producing cities of the world. I mean, they have. If you drive down La Cienega and then offset by about a block, you will suddenly find yourself driving past pumping stations that are getting oil out of the ground.
Right. Well, L.A. actually is one of the first places the oil industry started in the world. It started in Los Angeles, didn't it?
Yeah, they were doing it the 20s and 30s, certainly.
They were doing it before they had oil went crazy in Texas. They had it in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We look at Los Angeles now, a liberal-controlled city, right down to the gnat's eyebrow. They not only are having 700 quakes in recent days in the L.A. seismic zone, not only medieval diseases like typhus. By the way, we're not talking just third-world diseases like the slums of Calcutta. We're talking about medieval diseases that have been largely conquered for 1,000 years.
Well, they even have the Black Death there. They're in the rats. I mean,
yeah.
People have to understand what's going on here is beyond disgusting. It's demonic.
Okay, but on top of that, tar, according to Zero Hedge, is literally oozing up between the blocks of the sidewalk in the general La Brea Tar Pit zone of Los Angeles, where my wife grew up.
Right.
And is being accompanied by a bubbling, hissing sound from the ground that is methane gas pushing this tar up. Now, I found myself asking, is this the Beverly Hillbillies song, or is hell literally rising in the City of Angels? Were these fallen angels, after all, that is causing this tar now to bubble up in the heart of Los Angeles?
Well, here's what people have to understand. Across every fault zone, there's piezoelectricity. And the research universities are actually measuring piezoelectricity across the fault zones in California. Just like that movie about 4 years ago that came out that talked about the San Andreas. Remember they had the rock in it?
Mm-hmm.
That was based on actual science that I know about from my classified sources. They know the big one's coming. They know it. And it goes around the ring of fire in a counterclockwise manner, right? A clockwise manner. So what's going on is it hit Alaska. It's moving down through British Columbia, and these fault zones are coming south. There's an area in Simi Valley north of L.A. where the fault zones are locked, which means there's the slide in the fault zones. There's already 12 feet of recoil occurred in the rocks above Los Angeles, and in L.A. there's a vertical upthrust that's over a meter long. Now, if it moves 6 inches in one thrust, bye-bye, L.A. See ya. Nice to know ya. Bridges, buildings, everything's going to go down. Now, it won't transmit very far because the rock structure in the west is different than the east. So if you're more than 20 miles from a fault zone, you're fine. But if you're within 20 miles, you're finished. And people need to know that. They don't, I mean, we've got earthquake insurance here, but we're 95 miles from the fault zone here in Vista, California. People don't get this.
It's too bad nobody read my famous Reader's Digest article, Earthquake Closer Than You Think. I mean, in 49 of the 50 states, there have been magnitude 5 or greater earthquakes in history. I think only North Dakota did not have quakes like that. But
right.
The only other place as deadly as Los Angeles could be Alaska, where they, of course, had the 1964 Good Friday quake.
That was a biggie, wasn't it? That was over nine, right?
Streets in Anchorage that instantly fell 10 feet.
Right.
During that quake, there were places where the ground opened up and swallowed houses and so on. So that could happen, but the deadliest single place to be right now, other than perhaps Los Angeles, is Seattle.
Right.
Off the Juan de Fuca plate, just facing towards Seattle,
right.
They estimate that there is stored 25 times the seismic energy than was released during the Good Friday quake.
Wow.
Which was, I think, magnitude 8.4, something like that. We're talking about 25 times a bigger potential earthquake in Seattle. And if that triggers Mount Rainier to erupt, you can kiss Seattle. Even the people who survived the quake in Seattle will be pretty much doomed.
Well, let me tell you what'll let me tell you what'll trigger it. We're in a solar minimum right now. I've got a guy, Ben Davidson, I'm going to have on his research and so on. He's got a thing called Weatherman's Guide to the Sun, okay? And, I've been researching astrophysics and know this guy that worked with U.S. Space Command for a lot of years, so I asked a lot of questions.
I wrote that up in my book, The Cooling, many decades ago.
Right, right. So here's what I suspect is going to happen. We are in a solar minimum, and that's when we have a coronal mass ejection. We had one in 1987 that hit northern Quebec, and the power lines are coming from the power line areas in northern Quebec all the way to New York City, which caused a blackout, I think, for 3 days.
And by the way, we might add that in Phoenix, people were seeing the northern lights over the saguaro cactus in Phoenix at that time. It lit up the whole planet. I mean, northern lights were seen in Singapore.
Right. Now, all you need, basically, if you've got an article, let's say, in a jig, and you're working in your workshop, and you just tap it, it's going to slide. Now, every fault zone has a wind chime frequency, almost like if you hit it with its harmonic frequency, you build what's called giant waves. That's why the engineers in Scotland learned a few hundred years ago that if you walk in cadence over a bridge, you can tear the rivets apart and the bridge will fall. So you have to walk out of cadence so you don't end up with them all, you know, left, right across the bridge. The fact is, when you have a coronal mass ejection, it hits the fault zones that are ready to go, and you'll have massive earthquakes everywhere. The amount of earthquakes are increasing dramatically, but when we have a major solar coronal mass ejection, it's going to have three things. Firstly, on the side of the Earth that's facing toward it, it's going to get blasted with not just radiation, but it's going to get blasted with a pulse that's going to have what's called a gravitonic wave that's going to cause the fault zones to slip, and you're going to see a lot of earthquakes all over the world.
In 1859, there was something like that called the Carrington effect.
Right, and I'm sure it was tied directly to a solar activity.
The only real electronic communications we had officially at the time were the telegraph.
Right.
Telegraphs broke down all over the world because of it. If you came near a telegraph system, you could get a spark jumping 4 or 5 feet to your body. Many telegraph shacks burned down because of that.
Yeah, they actually had railway ties burn and trees burn and forest fires, but it also killed people. It burnt them. People got electrical burns in their hands working on the telegraphy machines. Now, if we had that Carrington-style event, apparently the one that happened in 1987 is about a third of the strength of the Carrington. If you have a one like the Carrington event in 1859, which is very likely, these happen relatively frequently.
It would destroy almost everything electronic on the planet.
Right, and people need to understand that what I see coming is a solar activity that's going to trigger off megaquakes. Now, several things are going to happen. Number one, the internet's going to go down. Satellite communications are going to go down. Regular power lines are going to get fried. They don't have backups protection against surge protection of the UHF transformers. So in the Western world, unless we start fixing our power systems to have plasma buried lines or giving surge protectors for our UHF transformers, see you later. We have world production of 200, and we have 10,000 in America alone. So if you return to the Dark Ages with no power, within the fourth day, all the food's rotten, and by the second week, you've eaten your pets. And by the second month, you've eaten your children and your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
People say, Dr. Deagle, you're exaggerating. I said, look.
No, you're understating it.
I'm understating it. It's going to be a lot worse than that. In fact, if I wanted to make a B-movie with one of these Hollywood maniacs, I could write a script that would scare you. It would make you go to home and pull the covers up and not sleep for weeks.
Yeah, I emphasize. I was a think tank person who dealt with these kinds of scenarios, and it's much scarier than people can imagine.
Well, I worked actually as a point man under Reserve Admiral Hughes for the FBI and the CDC and FEMA. I was the point man nationally for Operation Top Off and Dark Winter. We did war game simulation of nuclear, chemical, and biological warfare, and guess what? We killed everyone. And we laughed. In 1997, we had these simulations. In 2001, 6 weeks before 9/11, I met again the FBI CDC director and the director of infectious disease at the University of Colorado at a private dinner at the Adams Mark Hotel. We were having a meeting with all these guys, including FEMA. And I chased the FEMA director out of the conference room yelling questions at him, and he tried to escape, and he couldn't escape because I'm loud. I'm loud enough. You're going to lose some hearing.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm
not exactly
but,
Mr. Passon.
By the
Passon.
Way, a quick note, because I noticed suddenly our time is almost gone.
Right.
A lot of this and that kind of analysis is done in Craig Smith's, in my book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, which, as a Dr. Bill listener, you can get absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny. Just call the toll-free number 800-630-1492, like the Air Columbus sale, the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
And I guess I would add to it, get that number down again, 800-630-1492. You might not sleep well, but you may live well. In other words, you're going to survive, because the future is a very dark place. And if you think your government's taking care of you, yes, they are. They're taking care of you to keep you ignorant and stupid to think somehow the government's going to be there, or EMTs, or FEMA, or any. For example, FEMA were cutting the communication lines when the disaster struck New Orleans back years ago. Remember that superstorm hit there? They weren't helping people. They were helping people into the grave. They're actually trying to take away the guns from doctors trying to protect themselves going back from higher ground to go to local hospitals where patients were isolated. I talked to them in New Orleans, okay? So people say, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're making that up. You know, I said, shut the hell up and listen to me. Okay, I've been on the inside of this, and it's a lot scarier. In fact, I'm not cruel enough to tell you everything I know, but just leave it to me. If you don't have food, water, and self-protection, if you don't have backup electricity, we now have a 20-kilowatt generator. We have 24 350-watt panels, and we're getting backup the silicon salt batteries. And I have not only my very, very advanced self-protection, I'm making advanced non-lethal and lethal weapons, because once the civilization breaks down, it's going to be the Stone Age will be like the Sandals Resorts compared to our future. It'll be so disgusting and weird and evil, it'll make the movie The Walking Dead and these miniseries look like a garden party. People don't get it, do they?
Nope. Sadly, they don't.
And they want to think, well, I want a person
to... The only one you can count on to save you other than God is you.
So, and your neighbor that's with you because you're protecting their butt too. Remember, it's like in Delta Force. You know they measure oxytocin in Delta Force, guys. You know how I do it, because we do it on them. And if they all have Delta Force and they do an operation, we draw their blood and see if they have oxytocin. It's the bonding hormones that are present between mama and baby. And if one guy doesn't have a high oxytocin level after they do their Delta Force stuff, they get kicked out. Do you know why? If they're not bonded, they're not going to protect their buddy that they're covering his back. So we actually measure oxytocin, the bonding hormone, in our Delta Force guys, because they're bonded just like mama and baby. Is that cool or what?
Well, that's the cosmos for you.
Yeah, exactly. So people say, well, I disagree with you. They go say, well, have the cojones, the Hispanic version of balls, to actually call into the show live at 844-769-2944. And if you don't, email or call me and say, well, I just want to disrespect you with stupid words. It's like, forget it. I don't mind being a person of lickspittle. I don't mind being a person of persecution. I do care about you out there, because I don't care what you think about me. I love you anyway, and I care about you even if you think I'm a piece of human trash. I'm going to tell you the whole truth here, and you better listen to me or you're going to suffer. If the damn Democrats get in, and if we don't get Trump wised up and get missile defense and deal with these issues, and he hasn't dealt with everything properly. He's pushing 5G, he's pushing recycled water, he's playing around. For example, when you talk about the Mexicans, they're just training these 6,000 troops down there. They need to have U.S. troops go to the Mexican-Guatemalan border. We need our U.S. troops to start killing the drug cartels. We need to clean out the Special Activity Division of the CIA that are running the drug cartels. If it wasn't for our intel agencies and our corrupt government, these drug companies and there's narco states wouldn't exist. You don't hear Trump or Fox News talking about that, do you?
Nope.
Only here. And I try to get my show on other networks, too. My show's on Red State Talk Radio and Revolution Radio, too. You think I'm going to be on Fox News soon? Are you kidding? That's like having a live explosion on the set. No way they don't want to have Deagle on there asking questions. As I AXE questions, not ASK. AXE.